Good morning, Todd Zwillick with you here, filling in for John Hockenberry this week, and I'm here, of course, with Celeste Headlee. Well, we've been talking a lot recently about that byproduct of the Great Recession. Less employment, less taxes. A shrinking tax base means cities and towns around the country have to make cuts, and that has consequences on you. Well, local governments are often faced with two bad decisions these days: either raise those taxes or cut across the board, cut staff and services. Listen to Allentown Mayor Ed Pawlowski from yesterday's show.
We cut over 150 staff since our high recession. We're having to do more with less.
Now, Allentown isn't alone by any means, and a lot of those cuts in cities and towns across the country are in police departments. Now, get this, 12,000 officers were laid off this year. For the first time in a quarter century, there are fewer cops patrolling the streets in the nation's towns and cities than there were before. Joining us now is Bob Henley, senior reporter for our co-producer WNYC. Bob wrote on this very topic as part of his Stuck Nation column on the WNYC's political website, itsafreecountry.org. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Todd and Celeste.
Now, 12,000 fewer cops. First, let's talk about crime statistics first. Bob, crime is down all across the country, according to the FBI. Violent crime down 6.4%, murder down 5.7%, robbery down 8%. The list goes on across the board. If I'm a policymaker and I'm looking at drastically falling crime rates, especially violent crime rates, I'm going to say fewer cops is okay.
Well, Todd, nobody lives in the aggregate. And so you will see in certain places spikes. One statistic that jumps out, though, is the number of law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty. And those statistics are pretty stunning. According to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, back in 2008, we had 40 officers shot by suspects fatally in the line of duty. That jumped in 2009 to 49, in 2010 to 59. By 2011, 168 officers were killed in the line of duty, with 63 being shot fatally. One of the things that we see is that for law enforcement officials at the local level, it's increasingly more deadly to be on America's streets. And we are seeing things like Congressman Pascrell from New Jersey, who's somewhat of an expert in Congress on law enforcement, pointed out that what they're cutting are things like the warrant squad, which means that you want to keep your patrols constant, but if someone flees a jurisdiction, even if it's a violent felon, well, you don't run after them so fast because you've got to be concerned about these facts on the ground.
So is there a direct connection between fewer cops going up to somebody's door, fewer cops on a detail going into an apartment where there's a suspect, a drug dealer, someplace where a violent response is likely? Is there a direct connection between smaller task forces and increased danger to police?
Well, one of the things, Steve Groniger, who is with the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, which really tracks these details with some kind of granularity, points out that they are seeing an increase in felons using violence to get out of having to be brought back in. So we are seeing, at least anecdotally, an increase in this kind of decision to use physical force to get out of going back to jail.
Okay, that's anecdotal information, but somebody has to be trying to provide some good explanation for the very clear trend which you described, which were more cops dying steadily each year since, I guess, 2007. It's on the trend up. Meanwhile, crime in the aggregate, even though it is in the aggregate, is down, especially violent crime is way down across the country. We have anecdotal information, but does anybody really have an explanation for why life is more dangerous for cops?
Well, one of the things is that we see that, according to the 2011 National Gang Threat Assessment out of the Department of Justice, that the phenomena of urban gangs has kind of proliferated across the country. They estimate 1.4 million gang members, 33,000 local gangs, which are responsible for 48% of the violent crime. And what we are seeing is a continued flood of illegal handguns across the country, something Mayor Bloomberg has been trying to lead a national movement about. So there does seem to be that proliferation that's going on.
So, Bob, you might be suggesting then, and tell me if I'm going too far with this, that while violent crime is way down in the aggregate, the specific kind of crime where the perpetrator is willing to shoot a cop may be going up.
Exactly.
We reported here on The Takeaway that gun permits, people seeking legal guns, are way up across the country. Now, the NRA says this is due to more people feeling as though they need to protect themselves, even though violent crime is down. You mentioned a proliferation of illegal guns. Is a proliferation of guns in general part of the picture here?
Well, I think that that's pretty clear. I mean, we just had a situation here in New York City after a very good run. We hadn't lost an officer shot in the line of duty since 2007. Officer Fagowski, working overnight in a tough district, was killed, allegedly by 27-year-old Lamont Pride. And this kind of is interesting in the sense of telling a larger national story. He was wanted on a warrant out of North Carolina for shooting an individual back during the summer, and somehow just didn't they just didn't follow up. At the time, Police Commissioner Ray Kelly suggested that it exactly was cutbacks in this kind of warrant squad follow through. And then also, he was allegedly using an illegal handgun. So we are seeing, you know, at the very time that this is happening for officers in terms of getting shot, we are seeing also, you know, I think you've reported that in the Congress, at least in the House, there's a desire to have the lowest and easiest standard in terms of conceal and carry that are in some states applied to all states.
Yes, but those that's true, and those efforts have not managed to pass the Senate. Well, Bob Henley from WNYC, our co-producer, what do cops want to do about it? What are the associations telling you that they think is the solution? Is it as simple as increase those budgets and get more police back on the beat?
Well, we are seeing at least a bipartisan effort that did overcome the Tea Party's concerns, budget concerns, and $200 million was passed to support the local cops program. Unfortunately, we're seeing more bad news. The Case-Shiller Home Price Index out today shows home prices in 20 major metro regions falling 3.4% in October, which means if you're raising your money through the value of property and that's sliding, you're losing revenue.
All right. More symptoms of the bad economy in the Great Recession. Shrinking taxes mean less budget authority for states and municipalities and fewer cops. And it's having effects across the board, not the least of which on the health and safety of our police officers. Bob Henley, senior reporter for our co-producer, WNYC. Bob, thanks.
Thanks.
Bob writes the Stuck Nation column on WNYC's politics website. It's a freecountry.org. Log on to freecountry.org. You can read Bob's column and lots of coverage of elections, politics in New York and all across the country.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.